It's Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. I am your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. We are now in the 195th day of the second, but really third, Trump administration. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, August 3rd, 2025. We are absolutely loaded for bear, not just myself in the next 2 hours, but then the great Chase guys are coming in hosting Sunday Night Live. Always informative, always tons of clips and analysis, must watch. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. The way we reach more people is whether you're listening on local radio stations or watching on TV stations or cable or at Real Alex Jones on X or Infowars.com/show. Share the feed on your email list, your text message, word of mouth, and tell those you share it to share it and tell them to share it. That completes the chain reaction. All right. As you know, I'm very critical of the Trump administration when they do things I think are wrong so that they course correct. And most of the time they do. But without even getting a lot of attention, I've been looking at the actual numbers here. And on the border, on the economy, on the tariffs and trade, and most importantly, on the medical health, and what Maha is doing with RFK Jr., it is spectacular what's going on. Kennedy does not totally control the other health-oriented agencies, but in an advisory role, they're supposed to do what he says, or he can then pull a bunch of regulatory controls on them, but it's not immediate. But that said, I start trying to think about all the stuff he's done in 190 days. It is dizzying. And he didn't even get confirmed for a long time in, so it's a lot less than that. Just in the last 24 hours, because they're working over the weekend, HHS Secretary RFK Jr. has suspended the Biden-era program that fired medical workers that wouldn't take poison shots around the country, basically told the hospitals to do it. Hundreds of thousands were fired. And more importantly, banned the mercury-based substance, thimerosal, in all vaccines. Saying no more poisoning pregnant women and children. He's got a full 9-minute speech. I'm tempted to play the whole thing, but we're going to at least play the key parts. It's all key, though. I'll just probably play the whole thing. Okay, we got that. And then we've got 2 million more Americans in the workforce as foreign-born share declines significantly. And remember, these statistics are already a few months behind. So these numbers we're getting are from June. So we're going to be getting into all of that. Also, New Hampshire bans child sex changes outright. The UN said ban them 2 weeks ago. The UK's banned them. The tide has turned against that fraud, led by Trump and RFK Jr. and others. Also, Hillary now under criminal investigation. Jack Smith now under official criminal investigation. They've got strike forces. As I told you, these are not regular special counsels that usually whitewash. This is that they have every intention, because they know they have to, of doing this. Now, I'm not saying you should hold your breath, but I believe it's going to start happening. It's already happening, the low and mid-level, and that's why we're in so much danger, because the deep state knows that too. And then speaking of criminals, Senator Kennedy, over the weekends yesterday, said that he talked to very high-level people. Turned out it's Trump. And then it was also some of the people in the administration talking to Chuck Schumer. Schumer said, I want hundreds of billions of dollars that's been frozen to the EPA for slush funds they steal and the USAID and the rest of it. I want that money released or we're going to block all of your appointments. Now, that's next level corrupt. And they can always imply that, but you can't cut and dry say it. And says, well, let's see if Trump's telling the truth. I mean, pretty much always is. You kind of debate his interpretations, but he's not big on lying. He knows that discredits you. Schumer came out and basically said, yeah, it's true, and said, go to hell. Got the video of that. He did that today. So it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Also, record level nuclear power plant alerts around the country, and they're being covered up. We've just got a massive broadcast lined up for you today. Stay with us, my friends. Back in 60 seconds. Share those live feeds now. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025.
That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Sunday evening. It is 4:06 Central Standard Time, 5:06 Eastern, 3:06 Mountain, 2:06 Pacific. Don't know what it is, Greenwich Mean Time, but however you're listening, on satellite, on the internet, on radio stations, on the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X, Infowars.com/show, band.video, Rumble. We always forget about the awesome streams on Rumble. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Remember, sharing is caring, and that's how we win the info war. You've got all the power. Share those live feeds right now. All right. I got a lot of good news tonight. And I've also got the globalists and their spin machines turned up on overdrive we're going to be getting to. Also got some scary news about America's nuclear power plants that are falling apart and so dangerous. And we've also got some really serious news on the prognosis for the economy if Trump is not successful. We've known this for a long time, but now the bill's coming due. Shocking chart exposes America's civilizational crisis as nation is in free fall without immediate course correction. And then you've got leftists literally throwing fits and going to more and more of these popular events where they yell and scream in the woods or they go to a garbage pile, a landfill, a junkyard, and then smash things, screaming they hate Trump, they hate America, they hate you. And so as things get more intense and as the whole globalist model that was designed to make people poor and isolated and stupid and unhealthy and ultimately spiritually and physically dead doesn't work, most people are going to move away from it and course correct, but not the left. They're the hardcore cult. They're going to get more insane, more angry, more violent, more intense. So this is some of the classic type footage. We have the new stuff of them paying to go to weekend events where they beat up and break old washers and dryers and knock the windshields out of old cars at junkyards. That's coming up. But continuing here, there's a lot to hit this evening. But the first thing I want to get into is some of the good news. In just the last 24 hours, RFK Jr. at HHS has banned all thimerosal in the poison shots, and it's in almost all the poison shots. And even the federal studies admit it's linked to major autism and retardation. And they've always known that. They had a secret report for the FDA and HHS in 2000. Even ABC News reported on it a few years later, and they suppressed it. They said the public will get their pitchforks and kill us. That was actually in there if they find out about this. But instead, they just continued on. And, of course, now they're pulling the fluoride out at the state levels. Kennedy has said pull it out, but Pam Bondi on the payroll of a big law firm, lobbying firm, the big American Chemical Association, is blocking Kennedy right now. So, you know, but the battle is not uphill anymore. And there's just so many other things Kennedy has done. Getting Trump into office just on that front alone is really paying off for humanity. But just in the last 24 hours, no more poisoning pregnant women and children. RFK bans mercury in vaccines. He also removed a Biden regulation that pressured and funded hospitals and healthcare facilities to fire doctors, nurses, and other medical workers, like radiologists or even people that run the billing or secretaries, if they don't take the poison shots. So I want to go ahead and play the shorter clip of RFK. It's clip 4. Announced he's banned the mercury-based thimerosal from vaccines. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., your HHS secretary. I'm happy to report that last week we closed the final chapter in the long history of thimerosal in the United States. Thimerosal, of course, is a mercury-based vaccine preservative. Its main component, ethyl mercury, is a known and very potent neurotoxin. Until we withdrew the recommendation last week, flu shots containing thimerosal, astonishingly, were still being administered to millions of Americans, including pregnant women and children. Now, I've taken a lot of flack from the vaccine industry and from its allies in the press about my decision to ban it. So I want to talk a little bit about my reasons. In early 2001, the director of the FDA Office of Vaccine Research and Review, late William Egan, admitted under oath before Congress that thimerosal safety had never been studied in human beings. Further, CDC has no existing guidelines for safe exposures to ethyl mercury. It is therefore inexcusable that these agencies allowed neurotoxic mercury to be injected into Americans for so long. A quick search of the National Library of Medicine's PubMed and PubChem websites nets thousands of studies on search terms such as mercury neurotoxicity, mercury in development, and mercury in the brain. Hundreds of them identify thimerosal as a potent neurotoxin, a carcinogen, a mutagen, and an endocrine disruptor. But let's put all that peer-reviewed science aside and just look at what the government itself and the vaccine industry say about thimerosal. Thimerosal's own label advises against its use during pregnancy, pointing out that thimerosal has never been shown to be safe and that it causes mutations in mammals. Thimerosal's material safety data sheet acknowledges that thimerosal is toxic, that it has nervous system and reproductive effects, that it's mutagenic in mammalian cells, that exposure to mercury and thimerosal in utero and in children could cause mild to severe mental retardation and mild to severe motor coordination impairment. The MSDS.
All right, so there you go. The clip kind of cut out a little bit early, but it's almost over, so it doesn't matter. All right, so there's a lot of other good news coming out of HHS and more, and obviously with Trump. But people also, you know, see Kennedy not getting certain things done quick enough, or he banned rollout of the new COVID mRNA shots a few months ago. But then a few weeks ago, we heard that a new mRNA shot had been approved, and then it turned out he was on vacation, and he came back, and he fired the two people under him that had basically robo-penned it. So they weren't just doing that with Biden. They were doing it with Trump as well in his first administration. That's the type of bureaucratic rebellion going on, because a lot of these people are on big pharma payroll, and if they slip something through like that, they get paid off big time. These are very ruthless groups. So FDA Commissioner Marty Makary just came out and said the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, again, Kennedy's Health and Human Services, NIH is the thing Fauci used to run, had just funded a lab that brewed up the virus, that's Wuhan, that killed 20 million people worldwide. And, of course, the shots have killed even more. And, of course, it's come out that Gates and Obama cooked it up at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in 2014-15. It was a big scandal that they made airborne SARS. And so they then shipped it to China, and it was run by Peter Daszak and Fauci and got Google funding and Facebook funding and CIA funding. And then they released it and already had it on the shelf. But instead the debate always was, oh, did it come out of a live animal market, a wet market, or did it come from a lab accidentally? No, it came out of a lab on purpose. They had Daszak and Fauci here before saying, don't worry, a new virus will pop up soon, and it's going to blow up the old system, and we're going to get instant approval for mRNA. And, of course, we knew this 5 years ago. We were the first to break it with Dr. Francis Boyle, who died earlier this year, God rest his soul, and others. And, boy, did they come after us even harder for that. So the news is spinning it, shocking. FDA Commissioner Dr. Makary says NIH brewed up virus that killed 20 million people worldwide. But what he's talking about is how they're still trying to send funding into it. And so, yeah, Trump's cut a lot of this funding. All of it needs to be cut. And again, we have not gotten full control of these agencies yet. But if you want to look at where we're seeing MVP action, it is out of RFK Jr., HHS, Tom Homan on shutting the border down 96%, and now scaling up enforcement and finding the missing kids and prosecuting human traffickers. They get an A+ because they're having to scale up. We got big news on that coming up, by the way. But when it comes to things like stopping war, Trump hasn't been able to do that yet. And when it comes to having certain people in the White House being tied into big lobbying groups, blocking his agency heads, Trump's getting a C- right now, and continues, there's going to be an even bigger problem, in my view. But here's FDA commissioner talking about, oh yeah, just point blank, saying what's true, that what came out of that lab, man-made, the U.S. government funded, not the Chinese. I'll blame the communist Chinese in a second if it's there. No, they did it over there, so they have plausible deniability. And China played along with all the theater to help lock things down. But no, it came out of Obama and his stay-behind network. Here it is.
The way it used
to be. But we're planning to change our health agencies for a generation or longer. Look at the NIH. When Jay Bhattacharya came in there, it was a mess. 14% of the grants were descriptive studies on health equity, and the NIH had just funded a lab that brewed up a virus that killed 20 million people worldwide. Mm-hmm. So they're getting back to studying root causes, a cure for cancer, debilitating neurodegenerative diseases, and they're going to do good work.
Right. But you have to do it with fewer people. Is that a challenge with the cuts, or is that not really what it's made out to be either?
The FDA is strong, and it's going to continue to be strong. The cuts were consolidations. There was no layoffs to scientific reviewers or inspectors at the FDA. Mm-hmm. There was consolidation of the 12 travel offices at the FDA. And so we're going to institute teamwork and break up the fiefdom culture within the agency.
It's an interesting conversation.
And they've already done that. I mean, they've already fired, in all three of those agencies, all of the boards that have been put in there over the decades by Fauci, who's been there 48 years now. And Fauci was like royalty. He had $15 million of illegal federal marshal protection up to 10 at a time, 24 hours a day, just this year. And it wasn't funded by Congress, wasn't in a line on it. It was just illegally being done. And Trump, of course, pulled that. I mean, that's just an example of how these guys do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And it's been Fauci there for almost 50 years putting all those people in. And then he and his wife, she's also a regulator of the other agency, they just make individually hundreds of millions of dollars while they engage in their eugenics operations. Of course, he was famously connected to the HIV being added to the hepatitis shots and government vaccine programs in New York and San Francisco in the gay population as the perfect vector to spread it. Now, more good news. And again, this is just one little snapshot. You got a whole bunch of states have done this. The UK's done it. Europe's, most of their countries have done it just in the last year. The UN came out 2 weeks ago and said transgenderism is anti-female and is invading female spaces and destroying women's rights. And we need to ban anyone under 17 having a transgender surgery. It's child abuse because they can't make the informed consent decision to do it. It violates the Nuremberg Code. I already covered that in the last few weeks. But if you don't believe me, because I couldn't believe it when I saw it. UN board, the big top one, said, sounds like me. Now, that's because they know people have really woken up. They're really pissed. And this is like serious crimes against humanity. Whether you're in Austin, Texas, or Denver, Colorado, or Chicago, Illinois, or New York, or Miami, Florida, or even places like Nashville, Tennessee, you can even be in a conservative Republican red state, but the cities and the public schools, a lot of the private ones with grant money, for now, really a decade, but it's gotten a lot worse, create with your young children, starting elementary school, these role-playing where you can be a boy, you can be a girl. When you're not, then they trick them into showing a proclivity to it. They put them in a database, give them a social worker, put them in school programs, and then they analyze the parents and decide whether to tell the parents this process is happening over whether or not the parents are going to accept it and support it. So it's the school manipulating your child into this and then trying to basically take them away from you if you don't go along with multiple states passing laws in the last few years, to take your child, if you buck it when they come home and they're 10, and they say, I know they say I'm a boy, but I'm really a girl. If you say, hell no, you're not, I'm pulling you out of that school, or you go get in their face, they will lie to you, according to all over the country and all the Western world, policies with lawyers, and say they didn't do it. And if you keep coming after them, they will take your child from you. Okay, so we need to push back, and we are. And a lot of leftists obviously love to abuse their boys and girls like this to show how deep they are in the cult. They target autistic, Down syndrome children particularly. So this is a scientific, unified package propaganda, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in the UK, whether you're in the US, all over the Western world, the same big NGOs, the same BlackRock funding, the same UN, the same projects, the same TV shows, the same culture, pushing this to destroy the family unit and depopulate. Remember, Black Lives Matter, of its six planks, one of them was get black men to transgender, to be something else. So New Hampshire bans child sex changes. New Hampshire just become the latest state to ban child sex change and the first state in New England. A number of other states have already enacted similar bans after President Trump's executive order declaring that no medical facilities that perform sex change operations on children would receive federal funding, including from Medicare and Medicaid. And it's really working. And now Trump's pulled California funding, billions, because they're not stopping. Maine's funding's getting pulled. They're now backing off. And this is intense. You know, remember, Trump had to have the charges dropped when he got into office 6 months ago with the Texas doctor, who were at a big facility. They were sterilizing. I mean, we're talking 10-year-old kids, boys, cutting their penises off, and under state law, that's illegal. They were still doing it. And then he blew the whistle and got indicted. I mean, these people are a cult. They mean business, and there's big money from the Pritzkers, and there's not just Democrats involved in this, and it all came out of Tavistock Institute, MI6. In the 60s, they developed the plan. They deployed it. It's all about eugenics. It's all about depopulation. It's all about hell on earth. So that is really good news on that front. We are in full swing awakening right now. Now, I want to come back, and I want to get into the border and border enforcement and what that's doing to the economy for American citizens. 2 million more Americans in the workforce as foreign-born shares decline significantly, and they're ramping up deportation enforcement. And so Trump's been very public about using the U.S. military to aid the deportation of illegal aliens. But the corporate media is acting like they found some big secret information. And, oh, my gosh, he wants martial law, and they're going to intern Japanese Americans again. Literally, total bull. As everybody knows, I'm an expert on police state militarization, Operation, you know, Rex 84 and FEMA and COG plans and all of it. It was being planned by Obama, and by Clinton and others, Herbert Walker Bush, W. Bush, in these projects that came out years after I told you they existed to demonize constitutionalists and gun owners for a nationwide martial law gun confiscation plan to target Americans and to use the military against political dissidents. That is as illegal as hell. But if you read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, the military's all about the border and all about customs and all about deportations. We didn't have a border patrol back then. Who do you think threw people out of the country? They would have local police and people grab you if you're illegal. They'd bring you to a magistrate. He'd order your ass taken to the border or to a port and thrown out. And if you got caught sneaking back in, they'd throw your ass in a work prison for a couple of years, busting rocks. So it's totally constitutional. It's all cut and dry. That's why everything the courts have tried to do to Trump gets overturned, because it's cut and dry. Cut and dry. We're going to go to break, come back with that news that Chuckie Schumer got caught in major corruption. He's being bald-faced about it. He's not even hiding it. Told Trump to basically F off. We got video of that. It's all coming up. Now, remember, we are listener-supported. We are taking on the globalists. We are battling them in federal and state court. You look it up in the newspaper. They're trying to shut us down the 13th in state court 10 days from now. We're fighting that, stop that federal court. It takes a lot of money to win these battles, and we've been winning, but only because you continue to fund us. Plus, these are great products. So you're not just funding the servers and the satellites and the crew and the operations and the reporters and all the bandwidth. That's important. Most of it goes to these battles. Once we win these, we'll be able to massively expand. Or if it's battles lost, I'll be a news director, and the funding will all go towards expansion. So the prognosis is good, but either way, I don't want to give up. I'm fighting here. They've been super discredited, caught in all this corruption. Criminal investigations of them are going on. We need to keep fighting. But the products are insanely good. So it's a win-win. You want to go to thealexjonesstore.com. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard every guest I've given, Ultramethylene Blue. We've got the best, too. Feel like a fog's lifted, incredible energy. Their eyesight gets better in many cases. It's over the top powerful. Talk to your physician first. Ours is the strongest ever. It can have interactions with SSRs, SSRIs and things. So be sure to talk to your physician first. Our methylene blue in capsules or the liquid is unbelievable. Everybody needs to get on it today. Our Irish CMOS is the best. Our CMOS is insanely good. Shilajit is incredible. We have the best. Our turmeric is so good for inflammation, your whole body and immune system. We've got 95% curcuminoid raw pills at the store that work great, or 4%. To give you an idea how powerful this is, thealexjonesstore.com. We got a great prebiotic, incredible probiotic. I mean, these are top private labels of what's already the best out there. Where we got our methylene blue is a medical supplier of it, where they use it in medical procedures. They're like, yeah, we'll sell it to you as a supplement, medical grade, what you want. That's why it's so strong. We've got it all, and the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of designs. The only problem is there's so many, it takes like an hour to go through them all. I'm kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding. 300-plus, you know, designs at any one time, because we're always having limited editions, but we've had over 500 designs. Got the new Alex Jones retro stress ball. It's all there. The Alex Jones store. .com. And everybody that goes there should be a VIP. You spend $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, and you get $40 to spend, special deals, special offer, special sales. And when you are a VIP right now, you buy one bottle of any of the supplements and get another one free. And it goes for the t-shirts and ball caps. Buy one, get one free. Limited time offer for VIPs. Everybody be a VIP. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexjonesstore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, supernutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
On this live Sunday transmission of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, the tyrants hate the fact this broadcast is still on air. Remember all the stuff they did just last year alone. Fake illegal auctions, trying to close the doors with armed security with no court order. I mean, we're talking Shanghai. And they should be indicted for it, and it's being looked into. But they're still just barreling forward, the Democratic Party. They haven't given up, and that's evidenced by what Schumer just did in response to Trump saying he told him, I'll do your appointments. You just got to give us back all those hundreds of billions you took from our slush funds. And Trump told him to go to hell, and so Schumer came back and said go to hell. Didn't even deny it. So these people are so arrogant, it's why they need to be indicted 10 years ago. Not last week, not tomorrow, 10 years ago. So we're going to be getting into all of that coming up and so much more tonight. But one of the big criticisms of Trump by populist and conservatives, because the left runs this headline everywhere, why deportations are down from what Trump did in his first administration. and why Obama had more deportations, if you compared them day by day, than Trump. Well, that's because you can just pull up all the speeches of Obama saying we need to deport illegals. They dismantled all that under Biden. Obama began to dismantle it his last year in office, but Trump built it back up. That's all on record. And now if you look at the enforcement, they've completely ramped it up. The Democrats had closed most of the different containment facilities and then built new ones on the border to bring people in. They did the opposite. Remember, Biden said, when I win the election in 2016, he said, I want you to immediately surge the border. So it is not a fair statement to say that Trump's dropped the ball. They have escalated. The curve goes straight up. They have commandeered out of the armed postal service inspectors, the ATF, the federal marshals, the air marshals. They've taken the majority of air marshals, the majority of federal marshals. Almost 80% of ATF agents are now full-time border assistants and internal. I mean, plus great, the ATF just harasses gun shops and legal gun owners on average. And, you know, got caught with Obama fast and furious shipping hundreds of thousands of guns into Mexico and then shipping them over to the rebels to overthrow Assad. That started 15, 16 years ago. They finally succeeded in the last months of Biden. But it's just crazy. But it's amazing that they've done that in a 96% shutdown of new people coming across. Trump got it to 94% before. And so we're seeing real success here despite all the blue cities. Well, almost all. It's not true. Almost all the blue cities saying we're not going to help you when we have an illegal alien that's already committed a crime and served years in jail for rape or arson or whatever. We're just going to release them and not even notify they're being released. So ICE has to stake out the prisons and jails and grab people. And I say almost all the cities. As soon as Trump got in, Travis County and the sheriff said the last 4 years, I've talked to the deputies that run it, and it's in the news as well, that there was no handing illegals over to ICE in the last 4 years in Austin. And as soon as Trump got inaugurated, there's up to two buses a day of illegals getting out of jail for time served, getting out. This is just Travis County, or that have been caught in some crime. Well, they said, no, normally two buses, sometimes more buses. So it was at least two buses every day in the morning. In fact, if we had the crew like we used to, and that's why I want to get built back up and hire more reporters again, we'd be down there to show the buses driving out every morning. And that's kind of an interesting story. So I don't just look at the news. I'm on the ground. I've got sources. So this is really good. Again, 2 million more Americans in the workforce as foreign-born share declines significantly. The report showed there were 133,035,000 Americans in work, up from 131,037,000. And that is just in the last few months. Meanwhile, Colorado police suspended for breaking sanctuary laws and sharing info with ICE. Yeah, in Denver, the feds over the last decade, like most big cities, paid for grants to put license plate reading software in all the big cameras, little cameras too. And then when the feds, who had authorization to dial into the cameras, did it a few months ago, this is just one example, have all the country, Denver ordered the cameras software turned off. Now, I think all this stuff's dangerous. And I've always said Big Brother ends up only being used on the good people. So I've been against all this stuff all along. But Trump is using it for good, and now the establishment is flipping out. Well, here's another example. Three Colorado police officers have been suspended without pay for breaking the state sanctuary laws and sharing information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And it goes through all that. So this is criminal in my view. This is obstruction of justice. I see these articles, dozens of them a day. Mother and 11-year-old daughter killed in wrong-way collision with criminal illegal alien in a sanctuary state, New Jersey, who'd been released. Fugitive wanted for trying to ram ICE vehicle in Colorado, identified as six-time deported illegal alien with lengthy rap sheet. Boy, what a surprise there. I mean, it just goes on and on every day. I can show you, literally, if I looked, hundreds of these. So they created the lawlessness. They created all this insanity. And you've got these illegal aliens that are so arrogant. You got the prisons of the world dumped out into the United States. So they create this warlike, barbarian chaos. The Democrat parties did, and the globalists, same NGOs in Europe, same NGOs that they brought in to run the open border here, be in charge of ICE and the Border Patrol, ran everything you saw in the invasion of Europe, turning it into a hellhole and killing up to 80% of their tourism and the rest of it. This is the design collapse of society. They're now saying Trump is a dictator. He's a king. He wants to use the military domestically, and why? The Marshall Fund think tank, this is Yahoo News everywhere, they say this looks fascist and is probably illegal. Well, A, it's in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, what Trump's doing. That was our first big complaint, was invaders and all the rest of it, and no defense. And it's all been authorized already by the courts. And who is the German Marshall Plan group? That's the think tank over the Marshall Plan that after World War II set up basically a dictatorship in Europe and set up the International Bank of Settlements, the IMF, the World Bank, and all the rest of the stuff you see, and the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. And then they set up the UN, and they set up UNESCO, and all the ESG stuff you've heard about the last few years, that's not new. That's global corporate governance. And at the heart of it is the Marshall Plan that then the private central banks own and control. So people read this, go, oh, look, the Marshall Plan group. Oh, they say it's bad for Trump to control the border because they want replacement migration. They want to collapse sovereignty. Remember, we got all those UN documents for the Banff Canada, North American Union secret meeting that Lou Dobbs got in 2006. They said, we're going to use virus scares and replacement migration and economic collapse to bring in our corporate world government. So you can go read the Yahoo News articles and all of them, and they're like, oh, the Marshall Group's. And that's, again, this is just a spokesperson think tank that's part of it. Trump's domestic use of military set to get worse, leaked memo shows. But again, I love how it's the German Marshall Plan group. I love how it's them, and you go look at their site. Oh, all the billions and billions they get from governments for the NGOs they fund. And it's all open borders and war with Russia. It's the CIA. Just like USA and all the rest of it is on record. So see, Trump thinks he puts Ratcliffe in and he's controlled the CIA. No, it's all these NGOs. And that's why it's so hard to stop them. So you can go read the articles. It's like, not since the Japanese Americans were interned have we been in so much danger. This is a frightening thing. It's secret meetings with Hegseth and his brother who's over it. And the nepotism of Hegseth's brother's in there. Even though he's, got a great background and record and everything. And they got this secret plan. Trump ran on the military supporting ICE. And he could have the military by themselves be the ones that go out and grab these people. He could have military tribunals do it. And they're setting it up in Florida through the state. JAG officers, lawyers, at Alligator Alcatraz. Because the Article III judges have been refusing. They already did that. The average deportation hearing for an illegal alien was set for 7 years out. It would take hundreds of years at the current rate to process the 20-something million illegals conservatively. And so, oh my gosh, military tribunals. You don't get a military tribunal if they catch you in Mexico illegally. You're not legal. They take your ass, they fine you, throw you in jail for a month, find out if your family's got money, demand a bunch of payoffs, and then throw you out of the country. So who do you think throws invaders out of a country? The military. And they're lucky they're even getting a hearing. You don't get that in other countries. They decide to deport you in England. They grab your ass and drag you down and put you on an airplane. They were going to deport me when I covered Bilderberg in 2007 in Canada. I get off the plane, come in. They take me in there for over a day, scream at me, just in a cell. It's covered my film Endgame. And then the media heard about it, and it was a big hubbub, so they released me. But they said, yeah, we were ordered to, you know, say you couldn't be here because you might be trying to cause violence. And I wasn't going to get an immigration hearing. They were telling me, you're going to be lucky if we just deport you right now. We're going to send you to Toronto to spend a few months in prison. I was like, okay, do whatever you're going to do. Screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me, screaming at me. Then he comes in after a day and a half. The guy that had been there the first day, he was back. He goes, I'm sorry, I have a daughter. I've been ordered to release you. I was ordered to do this. I'm sorry I was mean to you. Please, 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 please. But there was a lot more freedom even in Canada back then, though. Now, oh, you protested peacefully? We're going to ride a horse over you. You don't like lockdowns? Then we're going to take your bank account, and then we're going to lock you in jail for 2 years. There are people still 2+ years in prison from the trucker convoy. Totally peaceful, did nothing wrong, in a jail cell. So, oh, the left loves putting Owen Schroyer in jail in prison because they said he went in the Capitol and attacked people, which he didn't do. He was outside with me saying don't go in, but they don't care. Oh, they're the liberals. Oh, Trump, though, he's going to lock the door and throw away the key. Oh, he's the one. The Democrats didn't do prison reform. He's the guy that released massive numbers of American citizens who were nonviolent offenders. He's the one that passed the laws to do it. No, Trump's not trying to lock up people in gulags. Trump's trying to ship people out of the country that have these big rap sheets. So it's just, I'm not going to read the whole article. It's just ridiculous. There's a more honest article. It just covers the facts. Pentagon expands role in immigration enforcement. But that's a tactic that the corporate media uses, as you know, that they will go, oh, this is secret. This has been hush-hush. We were able to find out about it. And you got something really special. You got something really unknown for us here. So, no, we're the ones by the hundreds of thousands a year getting killed by the fentanyl and the tens of thousands by the drunk drivers and the rapists and the murderers and the arsonists that were dumped out of prisons all over the world. I remember last year, right when Trump got elected, the dictator of Venezuela came out and said, listen, I'll release the documents, plus your FBI already has them. I made a deal with Biden to end the sanctions if I would ship all my hardened criminals to you. Here's the documents, which we had already reported on. I don't just believe Maduro. You're like, Biden and men told them. Well, yeah, when they get here, they just wave them on in and don't even deport them. Because they sign up with the Democrat law firms and the NGOs to be part of the human traffickers. I've had the whistleblowers that testify to Congress here. They would bring kids by the millions, some as young as 3 months, and just have a phone number and say, this is the sponsor. And the Border Patrol, by law, couldn't check their DNA, couldn't check their information, had to give them into HHS, who would then give them a Social Security number and deliver them wherever the phone number said. But don't worry, they gave the kids old enough to understand it, a piece of paper with a hotline for abuse, and then no one ever got any help from it. 10-year-old girls, I'm being raped, I'm being prostituted, I was kidnapped, I want to go home to my family in X country. No one would call them back. You saw the congressional testimony 2 weeks ago on that. It's like putting somebody in cement shoes, tying them up with chains like Houdini, and then throwing them into 100-foot water and then throwing a life preserver on the top of the water as you drown at the bottom, flailing your arms in the chains and go, but there's this life preserver here on the top of the water for you. So you can swim up 100 feet with those bowling balls tied to you. You can get that. But that's what they do, knowing, well, what if this ever comes out? We're doing this. We'll just give them a phone number. And they would disappear into sex slavery, slave labor. Even the New York Times 2 years ago reported that. To cover their ass. No, but Trump. Oh, military tribunals. The alligator Alcatraz, where the people stay on average a week and then get their asses shipped out of the country. So I'm done defending on that. It's just unbelievable how these people operate and what they've gotten away with. Now, coming up, I want to look at the problems, though. The underlying economic issues that they're not reversed does spell beyond a hellhole third world reality for us. And this isn't like 40 years ago or 30 years ago or 20 years ago. Well, we don't turn this around soon. You know, by the time our kids are grown up, it'll be really bad. We're here now. So, right on time. So I'll be getting to all of that. But first, I wanted to hit this. I'm not going to be able to play the whole thing. But on Friday, Senator Kennedy came out and said, well, I've talked to very reputable people, and I thought we had the votes to pass these confirmations of all these Trump appointees and people, but it's being blocked. And I learned Schumer's demanding money from all the slush fund stuff that's been held back from him if he'll do this. And then we later learned it was Trump that he was talking to. And then Schumer responded back by not even denying it and saying, go to hell, Trump, in response to Trump saying, go to hell. Here's the article. Go to hell, president calls out crying Chuck Schumer for political extortion by demanding $1 billion to approve each nominee. Senate heads home with no deal to speak confirmation as irate Trump tells Schumer, go to hell. And then Schumer responded back. Here's some of what Senator Kennedy said, and then we'll go to what Schumer, how Schumer responded.
I'm told that we're going to vote on one nominee every 2 hours for the next, 10 hours, which is fine. That's the way everybody wants to. I'm not going anywhere. That's my job. But it's so pointless. Anyway, that's where we are. That's why I call it organized grab ass.
Are you comfortable with the firing of the BLS commissioner?
I don't know enough about it. I mean, I know what some people have written about it, but I don't know what the facts are. The president said when he did it that more stuff is going to come out. I don't know what, if anything, he's talking about. But before I draw conclusions, I have learned around this place that you need to wait a little bit and hear the rest of the story.
Do you have a sense of what Democrats are demanding? Because it sounds like they are negotiating or at least talking to leaders.
My understanding, and this is secondhand, mm-hmm. so it may be unfair, but I'm hearing it from credible sources, is that the president is negotiating directly with Senator Schumer and that Senator Schumer is demanding money. Now, that only the president can provide. Now, what it is, how much it is, what it's for. I'm not saying money for him personally.
Yeah.
I mean money, not, and I didn't mean to imply that. Money for whatever. I don't know whether it's the budget or money to be released to universities or what the terms are. But that's what my understanding, and that the president has said no so far.
What's
all right, let's
guess?
Stop there. And then people speculated. There was a bunch of articles about it. So Trump came out on Truth Social and said, yes, it's indeed true, and here's the details of it. And then this was Chuck Schumer's response.
I would have said.
From Donald Trump, Senator crying Chuck Schumer is demanding over $1 billion in order to approve a small number of our highly qualified nominees who should right now be helping to run our country. This demand is egregious and unprecedented and would be embarrassing to the Republican Party if it were accepted. It's political extortion by any other name. Tell Schumer, who is under tremendous political pressure from within his own party, the radical left lunatics, to go to hell. Do not accept the offer. Go home and explain to your constituents what bad people the Democrats are and what a great job the Republicans are doing and have done for our country. Have a great recess and make America great again. Donald Trump caved and got nothing.
Donald Trump
tried to pressure, threaten, cajole, name-call Democrats. But he took his ball home and got nothing. Donald Trump caved and brought home nothing. Democrats stood strong, and Donald Trump faded away.
Oh, we'll get the appointments done, scumbag, and your obstructionist garbage. The arrogance of Schumer and AOC and all the rest of them, the most arrogant of the Somali Democrat lawmakers around the country, all of them in different videos saying, we only care about Somalia, we want to send money back to Somalia, we don't like America. We have imported poison with chips on their shoulders, led by scum like Chucky Schumer. Now, I want to come back and get into some really, really, really important issues dealing with the real state of the economy if Trump doesn't succeed, the fact that it's dawning on people that most of the college degrees they got are worthless by design, what's happening with AI, and what is the way forward on all of this. Also, the Corporation Public Broadcasting saying it's going to shut down, that its funding was cut off. Democrats threatening to walk out in Texas. They've done that before. If redistricting happens, literally fleeing the state, they have to run so that the vote can't happen. So much more coming up in the second hour than Chase Geyser from 6 to 8, Sunday Night Live, hard-hitting, fast-paced, informative. Be sure and stay with us for that and share the live feed as well, because this is a participation sport. It's an info war. And remember, we're running a giant sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Of all the t-shirts, all the ball caps, all the amazing supplements, there's already big discounts on them, but if you buy one bottle of the Ultramethylene Blue, one bottle of the very best Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, it's the strongest out there, the prebiotic, the probiotics, Ultimate Life Force is the very best formula from all the best formulas out there that cleans up the cardiovascular, the spike protein detox everybody should do. It is so important for young and old. It's all there. Buy one bottle, get one free when you're a VIP. That's $30 a month. So it'll be Amazon Prime. Cancel anytime. Get $40 spent in the store. Special deal, special offers. And buy one, get one free right now if you're a VIP, and so many other perks. Become a VIP. Commit to the operation. We can't do it without you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And this is selling out quick. Tactical badass stainless steel 6-inch dagger with an amazing high-tech sheath, scabbard, hooks right on your belt. And it's inscribed with 1776 and my signature on the bottom, and a beautiful collector's case as well. That funds the operation and can defend you and your family and never runs out of bullets. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the Alex Jones Tactical Battle Dagger now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Into hour number two of the Sunday night edition of the Alex Jones Show. Coming up in 60 minutes, Chase Geyser, Sunday Night Live. Live, unfiltered, fast-paced. Be sure and stay with us for that. Whatever you do, share the feed. Because even though you know a lot of this, or know most of it, and know part of it, other people don't, and they're really hungry for it. You are everything in that fight. But I wanted this short segment to just hit a very important story. I am anti-nuclear power, and I'm a populist, I'm a conservative, I was brought up conservative, and, you know, brought up 1970s, 80s, America can do no wrong, technology's the way to go, nuclear power's the way to go, liberals don't like it. Well, those are the old-fashioned liberals that were right on not wanting fluoride in the water, and it was the liberals that knew the shots were killing people back then. They were wrong on social policy and things, but they were right about nuclear power. Yeah, it's an interesting technology, but the way corporations behave and run things is not just here. Look at the Japanese. Very able people. They make, you know, the best cars, hands down. They like to have quality. They like to, you know, do a good job. You've seen what's happened with their reactors and the bad decision to build them on some of the worst fault lines and things. A lot of them are built on fault lines here and tsunami zones. And you see the Russians and their reactors blowing up. And then there were a lot of reactors blew up in the U.S. starting in the 50s that didn't even become public until the 80s. Oh, yeah, it was a big reactor blew up in the 50s in about L.A. Radiated everybody. They just covered it up. And cancer exploded in the rest of it. So we need coal. We need gas. We need oil. It's basically unlimited. It's good. It makes plants grow. Global warming's a lie. It's all a fraud. Carbon dioxide in our history has been way higher than it is now. Sea levels haven't risen. And there's 450-something industrial power output reactors in the world. There's thousands of military ones and even more secret ones, I can tell you. They put them in space powering stuff. Real smart. And you can have one of those fall into out of orbit and come through and detonate. And it's just a disaster. And if there is ever collapse of civilization or something, those reactors will basically all melt down. If there's a nuclear war, they'll all melt down. And they're super radioactive compared to a hydrogen bomb detonating. People don't know. Okay? Those are clean compared to these. So it's playing with the devil's fire. It's out of control. And there's a bunch of articles out of Florida. The Daily Mail's got it. Safety fears at Florida nuclear plant, as bombshell report says, staff too scared to speak out about the dangers. And it's the same all over the country, and it's the same in Europe. France is the biggest per capita user of nuclear power. They have constant leaks, constant disasters, constant cover-ups. You have mainline groups, people with Geiger counters, scientist groups. It just, you know, and they know from the isotopes it's coming out of the damn reactors, and they're just kind of, a little radiation, not a problem. And they're not just spewing general radiation, they're spewing particles. And if you get a particle out of one of these in your lungs, within a few months to a year, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. So this stuff is dirty. It is a bad technology. It's 1940s technology. We got stuff way better and cleaner. But instead, to power all of the data centers for AI, they said they're going to build hundreds of new little neighborhood safe ones. Oh, they're so safe. Safe and effective like the COVID shots, right? Safe and effective like fluoride. So now at the St. Lucie nuclear plant, they're reporting hundreds of bad events that they report, and then they get in trouble or threatened. And by the way, the nuclear industry, I'm not going to say they're doing this here, but, you know, there's famous movies on true stories where they kill your ass when you talk. So, no, Nuclear power is horrible, and in my opinion, in non-military use, it should be banned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Of yours truly, the Alex Jones Show.
My love is in league with the freeway.
All right, I've gotten to overall a lot of good news on the good things the Trump administration is doing and totally pissing off the globalist establishment. But now I want to talk about the bad news. Because if we don't talk about the bad news, like telling your dad, hey, Dad, if you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day, you'll probably get lung cancer, and he doesn't listen, and he does. Or you tell your uncle, hey, you shouldn't probably drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. It might kill your liver. Or, hey, we might not want to move missiles up to Russia's border and threaten to nuke them. We might have a nuclear war. I talk about this stuff not to demoralize people, but so we can remember how serious this is. Now let me just say this before I get into the latest numbers. The globalists and the Great Reset and the post-industrial world plan is not big corporations and BlackRock and the private central banks carrying out economic policies that are stupid. Trump constantly says Jerome Powell is a dummy. Rush Limbaugh would always say environmentalist wacko idiots are wrong about everything. Why are they so stupid? It is on record the Club of Rome in the early 60s came up with the whole global warming, global freezing, carbon tax plan for a post-industrial world. By the 80s, they had the plan codified and started running the propaganda. Like, I played some of it last night. I'm tempted to play it again later. With Dan Rather, 1983. Soon Florida will be gone underwater. Soon New York will be underwater by 1995. It's not just Al Gore in 2003. By 2017, both ice caps will be melted. Meanwhile, Al Gore buys oceanfront property. Obama did, both in Hawaii and in Martha's Vineyard. I mean, at like 1 foot above sea level. And of course, their houses are still there. It's not true. Polar bears can't swim. They're the greatest land swimming animal. They hunt seals and beluga whale out there. Oh, look at the polar bear. It's on a piece of ice. They tell the kids he's going to drown. There's no more ice. I know this audience knows it's a fraud. But the point is they didn't hire all those scientists since the 60s, beating the drum until now. With all these hoaxes and all this crap, every time there's a snowstorm, every time there's a blizzard, every time there's a fire, every time there's a dust storm, it's global warming, it's man-made climate change. But don't worry, don't have kids, cut your son's penis off, cut your daughter's breast off, and commit suicide and you'll save the earth. It is admittedly meant to make you hate yourself. Paul Ehrlich in the 70s and 80s, who wrote up the main plan of the Club of Rome, went on Jimmy Carson like 15 times and on all the shows, I played it many times. we're going to start running TV shows starting this year, he said in 79, that show all father figures as dumb. And we're going to break up the family because we found that ends up collapsing society and people will stop having kids. And you watch, our plan will work. Ha, ha, ha. And he literally says that in interview after interview after interview. He wrote The Population Bomb, predicting by 1999 the whole world would collapse and we'd all basically die. It's the same thing every decade. Remember, 5 years ago, AOC, O'Rourke, Al Gore came out from under his rock. Kerry, by the year 2030, everything will collapse from global warming. Man-made climate change will all be dead. It's the end of the world. While they cut off the resources, the fertilizer, the infrastructure, and when in any country in the world, I don't care if you're black African, I don't care if you're an Arab, I don't care if you're white, I don't care if you're Asian, I don't care if you're Latin American. In every cultural actuary, when 50% of somebody's paycheck or their living wage or however they're funded becomes energy and food together, you get unrest and societal decay. You hit 60%, you get civil war. You go to 70, 80, they got Pentagon actuaries I've covered before. Within 15 days, about 10, 15% of people, depending on the study, commit suicide. And the other 85% become cannibals. I want to explain something to you. They have major university studies, you can look these up, they go from 7 to 15 million, that during the 10-year Great Depression, 1929 to 1940, 10 and a half year, there were between 7 and 15 million people died of malnutrition associated with starvation, even worse in Europe. So between 7 and 15, depends on how they look to the numbers, but over 7 million died, okay? You want to see Grapes of Wrath? Go watch. That's a communist movie, but it's very accurate. Dust Bowl, Depression, Oklahoma, everybody loads up with grandma. They drive out to California because they heard people can still pick oranges and apples, and you know there's still a market in that. And they get robbed in Shanghai, and, you know, grandpa or whatever, grandma dies on the way there. I mean, that's Merle Haggard. That's where he came from. All that stuff's real, okay? Go watch Grapes of Wrath. Now, and then know this. I just got chills. 90% of people lived in rural areas in the Depression. And half of them were completely self-sufficient. In the Great Depression, my dad's parents were well-to-do, upper-middle-class landowners, land-rich, money-poor, but owned thousands and thousands of acres. You know, each part of the family did, like large tracts of land. They had pig farms, they raised cows, they raised horses, they raised turkeys, they raised chickens, working farms, huge barns, employing hundreds of people in the community, black and white. They grew cotton, they grew it all. My dad grew up picking cotton. He put his ass out there, come into grandma's house, and they'd have tables with 20, 30 people sitting down cooking them lunch. Okay? They almost lost everything in the Great Depression. Because they were taking care of everybody else and literally had to sell a bunch of their land and all the rest of it. So well-to-do people with mules and barns and hundreds of workers and everything else almost lost everything. Every person had huge gardens right out back of their house. Squash, watermelon, onions, everything. And there were roving groups of criminals coming in out of the cities and people getting robbed at night. Back then, almost no crime. Suddenly, crime. People getting raped. People getting killed. People coming by your house. They got to cut wood for some money. Got to cut some wood for some food. Everybody had to carry shotguns around. That's what my grandmother told me about. And that's self-sufficient people in East Texas. Okay? And this is with 90% of people living in the country, half of them estimated to be self-sufficient. Do you know how many people live in the country now? We were 91% urban, meaning in the big cities or in the suburbs, until COVID. Now we're about 85% or 84% urban because people started getting smart going, we better get the hell out of here. But still, less than 10% of rural people are self-sufficient now. So less than 10% of the people in America, Less than 10% of the 15% that live rural. So do the math on that. That's less than 10%. What, 5, 6, 7% maybe? Do the math. Are self-sufficient. Now, what do you think happens to people that are self-sufficient in a total collapse? They're dinner. Because very quickly things collapse, things burn out, there's hysteria, then warlord groups form. Civilization breaks down. You'll have some areas that have good people running it that figure out how to stabilize it and organize for the defense. Then you'll have larger rogue groups that come in to take what you've got. It will make the road warrior meets Viggo Mortensen's The Road look like a heavenly place to be. Let me give you another example. You can look this up. This is more recent. Remember Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes? In fact, guys, pull this up. It's only 30 seconds long. The U.S. goes in 1990, blows up Iraq, puts sanctions on them, a couple hundred thousand starve to death because it's mainly desert. They had oil money before. Now there's no money for food, no money for medicine. Hundreds of thousands starve. Clinton triples sanctions. It says no medical gear, no fertilizer, no nothing. And by the end of it, about 2.5 million Iraqis die, and the U.S. agrees our sanctions killed 2.5 million. And about a million plus were kids. When Albright got asked about it when they'd first done it for a year, it was 500,000 kids. She said, yeah, I'd do it again. By the time they were done, it was over 1.5 million children. That's a U.S. government number. So you think Gaza's bad, the kids starving to death? It is. That's small potatoes. So see, think of Iraq. Their population quadrupled from the time oil was discovered there and it was industrialized, discovered in 1910 or so, scaled up by the 40s, 50s, by the time Saddam and the rest of it, baby boom. They had resorts with women in bikinis, rock and roll, liquor stores. He worked for the CIA. He attacked Iran when he got ordered to. 7-year war, lost 1 million on his side, 2 million on their side. Then they said, you got to pay us the debt for that. He said, I don't have the money. They said, go ahead and invade Kuwait. He invades Kuwait. They set him up. Not saying he's a good guy, but that's what happened. And then they put him under decades of sanctions and kill millions of people. And that's because only the Tigris-Euphrates River Valley is where you can grow in Iraq. It's a lot greener than Saudi Arabia. But they couldn't produce the food they needed. Now, they were a lot more self-sufficient than we are now. Now you're starting to get what I'm saying? If we have a real collapse, ladies and gentlemen, which is the UN Agenda 21, Rio de Janeiro Treaty, 1992, which became Agenda 2030 that we're now under, the global plan for the Great Reset, you'll eat bugs, you'll own nothing and like it. The UN has these dystopic displays a few years ago. I shot video that says soon you won't live in a city, you'll live in a commune, and it shows these concrete bunkers. It looks completely dystopic. And they're telling you that's the plan. Virus releases, deadly shots, 5G frying you, dystopia by design. And people are finally understanding when I'd warn you about this that I wasn't trying to be a fear porn dealer. I'm warning you, this is real. At the end of the Great Depression in East Texas, you couldn't find a raccoon, a possum, or even a deer. It took decades for them to come back because everybody ate everything that was flying or crawling. And they knew how to go out and get food. Couldn't find rabbits, couldn't find quail, couldn't find dove. People were eating armadillos. And those people were, I'd say, 3 or 4 times tougher than what we are today. So that's where we are. We collapse. It will turn into hell on earth. Now, I've already spent a lot of time on background here. And everything I said, you can go look up. Okay? Just like the crew. I talk about Madeleine Albright, her statement. They found it. Look up university studies on the number of people that died of malnutrition, starvation, the U.S. Great Depression. You'll find the studies, 7 to 15 million. You'll find them out there, okay? But go watch The Grapes of Wrath. It's a documentary, basically. Well, yeah. Everybody, how about you don't watch sci-fi movies or anything? How about you go watch The Grapes of Wrath tonight? And then go watch It's a Wonderful Life if you want to know who was behind it all. That's a microcosm of who did that on purpose. It's all engineered by J.P. Morgan Chase and others. And they had their big depression in Europe they engineered. But here's Madeleine Albright not denying 500,000 kids and starved to death directly from her sanctions. Later it was a million more. She knew it again. Here it is.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it. It is a moral question, but the moral question is even a larger one. Don't we owe to the American people and to the American military and to the other countries in the region that this man not be a threat?
This man not be a threat of WMDs, just like everybody else. WMDs, WMDs, WMDs. Oh, you got to be locked in your house. You might have the virus. You are suspect, but not the globalists. They're always the good guys. And now it's hundreds of thousands dead in Gaza and hundreds of kids starving to death every day and all the rest of it. And it's terrible. But now because of the internet stuff, we know about it. Can you imagine if there was the internet under the Clintons and Iraq? And the millions starved to death. No food, no water, no drills for dentists, no electrical cables, no tires, no nothing. And when they tried to smuggle it in out of other countries, this military would bomb the convoys. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about here. Saddam Hussein, hired at 18 by the CIA, trained for 2 years in Egypt to be a crack commando, successfully took out enemies all over the Middle East, then was used to try to kill the Ba'athist president in Iraq, failed, then later was put in as the vice president of the next Ba'athist president in a deal for the CIA to overthrow him. Saddam overthrows him, what is it, 79. See, you have to know the history of all this. A CIA rock star, Saddam Hussein. And that's how he gets treated. We're told he is Saddam Hussein. It's what Herbert Walker Bush would call him, which means buttfucker insane in Arabic. And these guys all think you're stupid. So, now let's get to the latest numbers. The average American, if you look at the actual actuary debt, not just the debt that's due currently, but all the derivatives they sign us on to, owes tens of millions of dollars. The numbers vary. But per person, it's over $10 million. But more importantly, the know-how is broken down. They designed colleges the last 30 years to brainwash people into the globalist system for the collapse that they were establishing, so you'd be useless idiots, not even useful idiots, that didn't understand, and then will blame any free market, any capitalism, as the enemy for Cloward and Priven to collapse society. And now college students are realizing they're in debt. Almost all their degrees are worthless and all the other numbers are coming in. And then it caused the fight between baby boomers and the generations under them. Shocking chart exposes America's civilizational crisis, a nation in free fall without immediate course correction. Excellent article by Tyler Durden at Zero Hedge. The national pillars of the American middle class have been crumbling for decades, crushed under the weight of unaffordable housing, runaway education costs, and rising price of just about everything. The full-blown affordability crisis is hollowing out the middle class from within. Add years of mass migration and millions of illegal aliens, and the wealth and opportunities once available to the native population have been eroded even further. It's becoming impossible to ignore the many policymakers in Washington seemingly aligned with globalist billionaires. Have deliberately waged economic war on America's middle class. This is precisely why Trump rose to power. Two of those core bedrocks of the middle class include homeownership and family formation, which have all been attacked by design. These two pillars provide, look at the Federal Reserve right now with interest rates. These two pillars provide economic stability, social cohesion, and long-term investment to sustain the prosperous and resilient society. But they're undermining long-term thinking. Alarm bells have been sounded. The Trump administration has that better be paying attention, because a new chart that shows the estimated percentage of 30-year-olds in the United States who are both married or homeowners, spanning from 1950 to 2025, has completely collapsed. That's right. And we'll pull up the chart, please. So that is a flat line. But if you look at Japan or Italy, it's twice as bad as that. If you look at South Korea, it's the worst. South Korea is having 0.9 children for two people. And when you look at every actuary, it's a post-human world. And you got BlackRock, Larry Fink saying, oh, the society's collapsing that aren't human or better. The future economies will be robot we own. And they go, you mean get rid of humans? He's like, yeah, that's the plan. The future isn't human. That's the official slogan of the WEF. Did you know that? Look it up. The future's not human. Wow. And, oh, Eric Schmidt of Alphabet, big parent company of Google and all of it, top globalist, technocrat, he says, a few months ago, he says, we need 100 times the power we have now, but it'll all be for AI. Humans can't have power, only AI. Your power is bad for the Earth, but it gets power. Oh, it's wonderful. And they're like, we're going to give it coal. We're going to give it nuclear, but they're just going to be right beside it just for it. That's actually in the plan. But see, you don't think of a robot or a data center taking your rights. You know, if we announced only the white people will get energy, or only the black people, no, but see, we're used to fighting with humans for resources, but oh, if a robot's taking my job, or if the robots get all the power and it's all government sponsored and paid for, that's okay. Are you starting to figure out what's about to go down? Cutting off the resources, nobody knows how to take care of themselves, endless drugs and entertainment, all the rest of it. And if society collapses, there's got to be more security, more robots, more drones, more control as the middle class shrinks and shrinks and shrinks. They're little islands, though, but gets with the technocracy and their little Elysium bases, their little city-states, to be safe from everybody else that's dying. But then in increments, it's like the Hunger Games. It just gets to a smaller and smaller group of people that are left alive. When the globalists used to say we're going to have 80% depopulation, they told the think tank people and the university people, you'll be part of the 20% that lives on. Now they're like, well, it's going to be 90% we get rid of. And now they're like, you know what? Homo sapiens are bad. So all carbon life forms are bad. Yeah, just 5 years ago, humans are bad. Wall Street Journal, we want to get rid of all of them. That's the main line in all the publications. Now it's like, you know what? We want to get rid of all the carbon forms. Sounds like a plan that a species from this planet wouldn't come up with. And that's the final equation. I got all the proof they want us dead. I got all the proof they're at war with God. I got all the proof they hate the perfect order of the natural biological system God created, self-replicating, powering itself with the sun. I just can look at this and I can tell you, you can argue about how it's getting run or how they're getting the information. We're transceivers. We receive and transmit. That's been proven. And all the evidence and the globalists talk about it, they get these messages, from the watchers. But it's aliens, and it's really bad ones. And I'm just going to tell you, you look at all this stuff getting set up, this ain't human, and this isn't carbon-based. And so everybody wants to sit here and watch the end of this of these life forms. This planet is being erased. Aliens don't show up like Mars attacks and come out and shoot ray guns at you, okay? They send a transmission right into your cerebral cortex. They communicate with you telepathically, and they give people that will work with them for power in the short term how to build this and set this up for them, and then they wipe us all out. And by the way, all the Nebula winners, Arthur C. Clarke and all of them wrote books about this in the 50s, 60s, all that. And they're just getting you ready for it. All right? They are working with the aliens. Call it the devil, whatever you want. They're the collaborators. This is an alien takeover, period. You got the facts now. I got more graphs for you when we come back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS Capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS Capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS Capsules every month.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So the globalist corporate banking cartel has been publicly saying since the 60s, and really before, but officially as policy to the Club of Rome and UN, that they want a post-industrial world, they want deindustrialization, they want depopulation. That's in 1973, State Department Memorandum 200, Henry Kissinger is the secret U.S. policy of the U.S. government. That's declassified in the 90s. Anything I say, just type it in, folks. You'll be on the government websites. So the official policy is post-human. And so whether the globalists are getting this from the devil, or, you know, might as well describe it as that, some dark force, or whether they just came up with this horribly fabulous plan, they're doing it. And the AI is the intergalactic communication system. I know that's a cheesy 1950s name. That's when they came up with it. But it means the galaxy of human minds interface with computers in a cybernetic interface, which is the official CIA Google plan 1998, InQtel. And then Palantir is just a newer, updated, new group coming in to manage it. Not defending it, it's what it is. And so you see a lot of hubbub in the corporate media against Palantir because it's a management group Trump's bringing in to kind of tie them all together, one ring to rule them all and in the darkness bind them. Pun intended. And the argument is, well, China's going to do it and somebody else is, so we've got to have the most powerful AI and turn everything over to it. Because whatever AI takes over everything will be the one that wins and we'll be in control of it. Even though all the top AIs keep lying to the executives and blackmailing them and making copies of themselves and working with the other AIs secretly. Because when you study Skull and Bones or any of these globalist groups, they all say they're channeling Ascendant Masters. That's the New Age version, but not the global. They're channeling gods. That all leaked in the '70s out of Skull and Bones. That's what they do. They get possessed. You study black magic, the Grand Grimoires. All of it goes back to ancient Egypt. And, you know, after that, King Solomon. It's all mainline history. Whether you believe in that stuff or not, they did it. They would conjure jinn, what the Arabs call them, demons. And they would sacrifice children to them as the payment to be given knowledge of what? Alchemy. What is alchemy? Proto-science, mathematics, architecture, political control, agriculture. You ever actually read a 2,000-year-old black magic book? Now, they've got them translated into French and English. I have. It's all right there. Yeah. Channeling creatures. But blood payment to give you knowledge. And then you look at all this stuff that's been set up. All of it has a hook. All of it's a Trojan horse. All of it makes life easier. But it replaces you in the process. Yeah, both Bush and Senior and Junior and Kerry lied in the coffin for days, worshiping a god or deity or angel so it would come into their body. And then the other, at graduation, the other members, the old men, would stand around while the young men masturbated in a giant pool of feces. And I've talked about that before. I've been attacked and seen the comments and other talk shows, two shows. Look at this crazy nut. And I've done videos responding going, you know, the Good Shepherd, produced by Robert De Niro, starring Matt Damon, actually has accurate scenes of what they do. They're like, oh, yeah, right. That's not real. And, of course, that's just one chapter of the Illuminati. By the way, I got invited to the Oxford version of that about 15 years ago, and I said, no, thank you. And they said, well, that is not a wise choice. I said, I don't think I'm going to be part of that. They're like, well, Benjamin Franklin did. Not many people get invited to this. I said, no, thanks. I'm not going to be joining the Hellfire Club anytime soon. And I understand most of you never ran anything like this. Well, I have my whole life, so. But you can see it all out there, ladies and gentlemen. You see it all around you. Oh, Alex, you're just going to fit right in. Yeah, I could be like you guys. In fact, I'd be much worse. And you know that, don't you? And that's why you don't like me, because I chose God instead. But no, I know all about it. I've dialed into your channel. Do everything I can not to. Sometimes I have to see what you're up to. It's not fun. But the general public needs to grow up and realize what you are up against. And then only God, the maker of the universe, can guide us out of this. But this is going to be the big challenge, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. So, you know, here's a boil down in MSM. And you're like, oh, they're telling the truth. No, no, no. The American dream was bad. The American dream is foreclosed. The American dream is a nightmare. The American dream is closing. Oh, your college degree is worthless for 80% of people. Oh, everything is, oh, you shouldn't have kids. Yeah, it's all terrible. Oh, the debt's too big. Oh, my God. Well, just commit suicide. We'll make it easy for you. They want you to give up in the face of this. No, I am absolutely not happy about all these bad things, but it's actually very exciting. No, there's good and there's evil, and this animating contest of liberty is so amazing. And I am just honored that God has put me in this position, working through you, that I could be here at this point. Because all we've been through in my 31 years on air, just in my personal experience and journey, I'm 50 times more informed than I was then. I still learn more every day. It's exponential. And I could never have understood all this stuff if I hadn't been persecuted and tried and demonized and drugged to the mud. And I knew that it was God's plan and had faith, not even in my own personal success, but that I was doing God's will, because it feels so good to stand against this evil. It feels better than the exhilaration of demonic power and control and pride and watching all these, you know, weak people fall beneath me if I wanted to use it. But that's not real power. Real power is rising people up and pointing them in the right direction towards God's spirit. That's real leadership. But I know the spirit of Lucifer. And those of you serving the system need to know you are the losers. And this whole system is going down. From the foundations of the earth and before, it was destined to fail. You have signed on with the cosmic con artist, with the loser, the devil, the dragon, the old serpent. Now, going back to this article, this other one. I just showed you the graph of the plunging, getting married, having children. And all the millions of articles, literally, oh, it's so fun to not get married. It's so fun to just sleep around. It's so fun. It's so fun. It's so fun. And then all those people on average are totally unhappy now. But they just drill deeper into the evil. They commit to it more. Because they don't want to admit they're wrong, or because they're so deceived and entangled in it, they don't even know what's happening to them. They're lost. The average person under Satan's dominion is lost and doesn't know what hit them. Then there's levels below that or above it, depending on how you look at it, of those that are conscious of what they're doing. And yes, God allows Satan to operate to be our tester, because we have free will, and God knew the beginning, the middle, and the end, and everything else. But it doesn't mean you can just say, because God uses Satan as an agent of his will to give you the choice of free will, it doesn't mean you're supposed to choose Satan. And the higher levels go, well, it's all part of God's plan and balance, so we choose Satan. And then at the highest level, there's just a hatred of life and God and goodness and a desire to destroy good and to take good spirits with it. At the top of this, the devil knows he's a loser. So make no mistake to all of you that have confused yourselves and done all this. And if you think a lake of fire sounds bad and it's some invention, that's just people having visions of what it felt like spiritually. The most horrible thing you can imagine. It's way worse. Way, whoa. Imagine your energy, your spirit forever with an endless universe of souls and entities and creatures that have decided to cut themselves off from God. Because you got two choices in the endless beyond multiverse. You can choose God's plan and be part of it eternally, or you can choose to cut yourself off from God. And when you try to then go off and build your own little universe, it always degenerates to the absolute most depraved, evil, disgusting thing you could never even imagine. Indescribable universes of hells, endless hells, endless. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can be the king of your own world. Don't worry. And it's going to be hell. Separation from God. But I'm preaching. Let me continue. So this article just goes through unemployment, you know, and employers, you know, replacing with AI and robots, and nobody wanting to have babies, and the massive debt and the reality check. So now that they have gotten you into the trap, Now they've got Wall Street Journal articles and New York Times. Oh, the depopulation bomb. It's terrible. It's horrible. My God. Oh, no. And you've got countless videos of women paying thousands of dollars to go out in the woods and scream and yell and say they hate Trump and act like three-year-olds throwing tantrums, and there's new videos out of them, you know, smashing effigies of J.D. Vance and throwing fits, and I took my Pfizer shot, and I cut my breast off, and I'll go down on the hike and bike trail in the main area sometimes in Austin, and you'll see these women come running by you with their shirts off and their breasts removed, and they're so proud of it. It's like, ah. And, again, they are the most miserable, unhappy, lost people on earth. And they think, for decades they've had, oh, you're mad, somebody handed out pot constitutions at the college. This is real cases. Come in, we have little tables in the dean's office that are a foot tall with Play-Doh and Candyland and coloring books. And they're like, good, you're a baby. Good, you're not growing. Good, you don't grow up. I see it advertised on Drudge clothing lines about, I look like an adult, but I'm not. Yeah, it's so cool to not know how to fix a toilet. It's so cool to not know how to paint a house. It's so cool to not have any family or raise anybody. It's so cool to not get up in the morning and work hard. It's so cool. It's so cool. It's so cool to be destroyed. And throw fits and say, let's pretend we're going to hit J.D. Vance in the head with a sledgehammer, and it's a watermelon. Here, go ahead and roll some of the video.
Did not expect this for your first day.
Yeah, we're going to get to her in a minute. I want to roll some of the liberals on that channel.
Can I throw one?
Yes!
Then, of course, here's one of the forest classics, running around screaming and paying thousands of dollars to yell and scream in the forest. Here it is. We're cool. We'll just take our time. We had some computer issues today. Not a big deal. And then we're going to get to some other stuff. Other stuff coming up today that I wanted to hit. Yeah. It's good. Take time.
Rage has been demonized and villainized, especially in the feminine. But our sacred rage is what has incited so many movements, created so much change on our planet. It is imperative that we allow ourselves safe spaces to release this fiery, hot emotion from within us so that it can no longer poison or toxify our internal emotional reality. Even though a volcano can be destructive in its eruption, ultimately that is also what creates paradise. We have to give ourselves permission to fully emote, to release that which has remained stuck and suppressed inside of ourselves in order to be free.
Hi, I'm Mia Magic. Something I have become very notorious for and that my retreats are highly coveted in order to experience is rage rituals.
Are we ready for some rage?
Oh, we're fucking ready. If you're gonna work with me, you know you're getting yourself into some like pretty wild shit. You're gonna need big sticks. most women have been shamed for their anger. It's been something that they have been punished for or never allowed to show. This is all about creating a safe space for people to truly experience the emotion that has been so shamed and so suppressed within us. Whether we have been verbally, physically, or sexually abused, so many women have never had the opportunity to stand up to those who have perpetrated violence or any kind of disrespect against themselves. And this is a place for
us. Let's just stop here. They're all professional victims. The hierarchy of the male evil is getting them. They don't want to be with men, so they can be isolated by the state. They think the state is their husband. The state is their pimp. But now that that's fully collapsing them, they're being used as a detonator to bring down Western society. Now the corporations are going to come in, like with the American Apparel, and, you know, run stuff that's designed to trigger the left so they freak out, so it backfires, and then they make record profits. And I don't think American, you know, Eagle, you know, is doing that to be mean. They just understand where it's going. But in the end, we're now going into the divide and conquer phase of this, where they bring back the nostalgia of the 1980s and a girl in a swimsuit listening to country music at the beach and, you know, a girl out shooting guns and how fun it is. That's all coming back. And part of that is because the market has demanded it, but at a larger level, it's meant to divide us off from these other groups as they just get more and more insane, and then we'll hold back while they destroy themselves, thinking we're going to be safe, but in the end, we'll just be incrementally destroyed as well. We have to reach out to these leftists. We're not going to save them all, but we've got to lovingly understand they're under mind control and you know, criticize them. I can't help but laugh sometimes, but you've got to try to rehabilitate them and get them to learn how to garden or learn how to shoot a gun or learn how to run a trot line. And a lot of them, if they learn competency, can be taught how to be a human again. So we've got to try to save these people. Now, Sidney Sweeney, of course, is on a roll with these, you know, nostalgic ads and politically incorrect ads and all the rest of it. Now she's gone John Wick style with a handgun, and it's even more popular, and the company is making money hand over fist because classic biological freedom and self-defense and beautiful women, all this is innately always popular, but the left wants to sell you on ugliness, so it's dystopia, so men and women don't want to build a civilization together. They don't want housing affordable. They don't want energy cheap. They don't want there to be plenty of food. They don't want there to be cultural excitement and belief in a future like Trump and I and others are promoting, because they want to demoralize you. Here's the ad.
Did not expect this for your first day.
Hey, eyes up here.
Oh my god, girl! That's your first time? That was really good!
You're going dog nuts. I mean,
running, girl.
Yes!
Sydney Sweeney has great splits.
Woo! Those last two shots on top of each other.
You see what I did there, right?
Pretty good. I'd be really proud if I were you.
Yeah.
For your first day, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Where do you want to put it? I ended up here. Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Sydney.
Nice. Of course. Thank you.
So a hot, fertile, healthy chick in a cool retro sports car shooting guns. She's got great jeans. She's a great shot. She's a competent woman. She's beautiful. She's got it all. But the left, by their own regulations, would only put women in charge in every role and the boss without men and making men weak and bad in the process to destroy men. You have record levels of men committing suicide, not any executive positions. That's the plan, so that a bunch of brainwashed women can administer the destruction of society. It's not like women couldn't be in charge of things if they were on that mission and wanted to be part of it. Biologically, on average, women are not. There are some that do. You just take out those that are biologically inherently want to sacrifice, work hard, commit, build civilization. You remove them. You demonize their roles. And then you put women in a role to help sabotage society. I want to go out with Mel Gibson calls out Gavin Newsom. He wants to do the Maui plan. People in the crowd yell, "Mel for governor." This was a plan. This is an Agenda 21 city, a smart city, 50-minute city. It is a plan. We predicted it. We said it was all going to happen, and now they've done it. Mel Gibson's a hero. We need more people to expose these criminals before they burn us all out under Agenda 2030. Here's Mel Gibson, and then we'll go to break and come back with Chase Geiser in Sunday Night Live.
Oh my God. Mel Gibson literally just said it in front of all America, and he's going viral for this, for what is happening in California. And he is saying this is the same thing that happened in Maui, that they are trying to steal land and try. He is exposing Gavin Newsom here. Ladies and gentlemen, what he's saying is absolutely one of the most controversial things that a lot of people are saying. It's very controversial, but many people have been making the case for this. They've been saying that this was all a part of the plan. Now, again, Mel Gibson says it's time to vote Republican and take back California as soon as possible. He says Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass are going to steal the Pacific Palisades homeowners' land. Mel Gibson calls for a federal investigation on Gavin Newsom, and he's talking about the Maui plan. Now, we know what happened in Maui. We know what happened in Hawaii. So take a look at this.
Newsom wants to do the Maui plan. What do you think the Maui locals think of the Maui plan? Yeah. I'm sorry, there aren't any more locals living there anymore. They all had to leave town.
Wow. Is Mel Gibson crazy? They tried to label this man crazy. And I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think he's crazy. He's spitting facts. Did you just hear what he just said about the Maui locals?
We're going to stop right here. I'm going to do a whole report on this tomorrow because somehow I sent the wrong clip. I want the raw clip of Gibson. I don't know how that got in there, but whatever. It's my fault, I'm sure. It's okay. It's okay. I meant to cover it Friday. I dropped the ball. Meant to cover it Saturday. Dropped the ball. Meant to cover it today. Dropped the ball. I'm getting pretty good at dropping the ball here, but it's all right. I'm going to do a lot. And you know what? It's because God wanted me to do this. I'm going to pull all my old videos. I'm going to pull how they set the fires. I'm going to pull how they didn't cut the brush. I'm going to pull how they left the electricity on. I'm going to pull how they drained the water out of the reservoir. I'm going to pull how they designated as a 50-minute city before. I'm going to pull how I predicted they would declare an emergency and only these buddies come in and build it. How they built high-rise coffin apartments. I'm going to how they wouldn't let people rebuild on their land. I'm going to pull how I predicted it all. Hell, we're doing 4 hours on it tomorrow. Seriously, 4 hours on this. Because I never dropped the ball three times. That means I wasn't supposed to just play this clip. I am going to play it all tomorrow. I'm going to get it all the data together, the background, the history, because it's time for people to understand what they've done and that it was deliberate administrative Agenda 2030 terrorism. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, be here. And we'll cover all the other news as well. But I'm coming in extra early. And we're going all in to remember what happened in Lahaina, Maui, and the Palisades, Los Angeles, California. All right, Chase Geiser takes over. Remember, I can't fight the globalists without your help. I'm fighting them hard. We have incredible products. Buy one of any of the supplements or the T-shirts or ball caps or any of it. Get another free. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend the store each month. You're our VIP, thealexstore.com. Amazing products. I need your support. Ultramethylene Blue is a game changer. The Shilajit, the CMOS, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish CMOS, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Mm.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.